So when do we start potty training? We start at the point that the pup's natural instinct turns on. Now, years ago, I used to think this was a cleanliness instinct where puppies were trying to stay clean. But I realized that that's very much not the case. Pups they don't have this desire for cleanliness. And actually, if you have cats, kittens don't have a desire for cleanliness either. What they have is a desire to cover their poop and cover their pee. What puppies have is a desire to move away from their immediate area to pee and poop. And they have to kind of figure out what their immediate area is and where they're moving away to. And that for puppies is usually indicated by some sort of change in flooring texture. So if you look at this litter of Danes, you can see we go from blanket to pellets. It's that transition that tells pups that they have gone far enough or that they have entered the potty. Now, they will get beyond this at some point, but at the very beginning, we want to think very much about the textures that they are moving through in order to get to the potty. So that's pretty generic. What's the specifics? We can start potty training puppies very, very early. 10 to 18 days, depending upon breed. In some cases, you can start as early as 7. I'll talk a little bit about why breeders might do that. But by 10 to 12 days, medium, large, and giant breed puppies are ready to start potty training, and small breeds and toy breeds usually a little bit later, towards the 18 days. Puppies at this point are urinating and defecating without stimulation, either by their mom or by us. So now they're able to be more thoughtful. There's actually brain power going into urinating and defecating. Their eyes are open. That's kind of key. It's hard to figure out where you're going if your eyes aren't open. And they're toddling. They're not moving well. And so we have to think about that when we start the setup. But they're starting to move and walk, even if they fall over and, you know, are a little silly in their walking. I will tell you that success in potty training litter declines dramatically with the age at which you introduce it. So if you introduce at 10 days, you are far more likely to be successful than if you started at 3 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. I often hear people talking about starting at 6 weeks and they're really frustrated because it's not working. We have so missed the window at that point. And so we want to make sure that we're introducing it early if we really want to be successful. And ideally, I always try and pick that first day as a day that I can be around. So if you work full time, away from the house, you could do it on a weekend or on your day off. If you work from home, you don't want to try and be watching your Nest Cam and working and potty training puppies. So you would like, even if it's just half a day, where you can be close to them to assist them in the process. And then you can begin potty training in the whelping box. You may be thinking, gosh, gal, I don't have my puppies in their pen. They're still in their whelping box. That's fine. You can start in the whelping box and then you move it to the puppy pen at whichever age you happen to move them into their pen. Okay, so now we're going to talk about getting started. And we're going to start in that 10 to 18 to 21 days. This is kind of what we're doing during this period. The first thing we want to think about is how big the potty is and where it is. So a good rule of thumb is that pups can move no more than 1 foot for every week of age when they are calm and their path is unobstructed. So at 2 weeks, the potty has to be within 2 feet or they're not going to be able to make it. And then obviously at 3 weeks, they can move 3 feet, 4 weeks, they can move 4 feet. If you have really small dogs, I would cut this by 3/4. I would say that they can move about 9 inches for every week of age. So that gives you an idea of how close the potty needs to be to the puppies. And then we always want to remember that that distance decreases dramatically when pups are excited. And, you know, if you think about it, it's really the same way with us and children. Most of us, if we get really excited, we have to pee. You know, it's just part of physiology, and pups are the exact same way. And I always say that they're flash to bang. When they're excited, their flash to bang time is very, very low. So that means when that thought enters their mind, if they're really excited, they have very little time to get to the potty, to realize it and get to the potty. The distance decreases when it's dark out. So we have to think about the potty at night and what we're going to do at night, unless we have lights on in the puppy area. And obviously lights on the puppy area means they're going to be awake more. And then if any kind of items are in the way, especially during this 10 to 21 day period, the puppy's nervous systems are not myelinated yet. That means that they learn very, very slowly. And so they're starting towards the potty. They run into their litter mates. They can't figure out how to get around it. At that point, they've probably already peed. So let's talk about the wrong way to do it before we look at the right way to do it. So this I often see online where we have this is a large whelping box, but you could say it was 3 feet by 4 feet. You could cut the space down similarly. And we have this itty bitty little potty area in the corner. Like we have one box of shavings in the corner. Well, if you look at the distance a puppy has to travel, if it happens to have ended up in this corner, this is almost 5 feet. It's about 4.5 feet that the puppy has to travel. So what is more likely to happen? They're going to start towards the potty area and oops, they're going to potty on the way to the potty area. Then people often add doors, or they have fencing or gating that sets off the potty area, or it may be that you just have a very high lip on part of the potty and then a smaller lip on another part. So here's our puppy again trying to make it to the potty area. And when he hits that corner, he's got a 50-50 chance of making the wrong turn. And by that point, there isn't going to be time for the puppy to say, oh my gosh, I have to turn around and go back and find the potty. So it's just going to potty right there. So ideally, in this 10 to 21 day period, there's no doors on your potty area unless they're as wide as the pen. There's no turns to get to the potty area. And there are very small lips on the potty box or pad itself, so the puppies are not running into obstacles as they're trying to get to the potty. So let's take a look at the correct size and placement of a pen for success. So we want 1/2 to 2/3 of the puppy's area to be potty. That's a lot. I know it'll get smaller as they get bigger and more competent, but you're going to be thinking about half of it. This is a small sleeping, eating, and play area and a big potty. It's really hard for them to miss it, is the way we want to think about it. The sleeping, eating, and play area only has enough space for your dam to lie down and nurse or stand up and nurse, depending upon what she prefers. The one thing that I will say is you can do a bump out here. If you can see my cursor, you can do a little bump out that when the dam nurses, she can push it out and you can push it back in again so that the puppies have a smaller area. We also want the potty area to be near where people and dogs enter the puppy's room or your kennel. So think about it. Puppies get excited when people and dogs come in, their mother, you, people coming to visit. And so they run down to wherever the people or dogs are, and they are most likely going to need to potty. They're excited. They most likely just woke up. So if we do it the other way, where we have potty area in the back, sleeping and eating area in the front, puppies are likely going to run across the box to greet the people and dogs, and there they're going to pee. At the 10 to 21 day mark, it's really rare that puppies will move towards you or their mom more likely and say, "Oh my gosh, I really have to potty here. Let me turn back to the potty area to pee before I go say hi to my mom." Probably not going to happen. So here's an example of, it's a little bit over half of a potty area. This is one of ours, so it's for a golden retriever. There was a little litter of 13 in here. And so it isn't a huge amount of space, but it is more than enough space during this early period. People and dogs entered the room from here. There's the door where their mom would come in. And so if they got all excited and they came over here, the furthest they had to go was about 13 inches to get to the potty, as opposed to all the way back across the box to a potty area in the back. I just want to stick this in. I don't know if you can see the white on white, but there is a pretty high lip on this. We'll talk about lips and heights of boxes in just a second. I did want to point out, if you're going to use a potty box that has a pretty high lip, these little spice racks make very good steps for puppies. They can't do them at 10 days usually, but often by about 13 days, they can stumble their way up, and you just set it right against the lip and they can climb up. You can also roll towels. You can put something soft there to help them get a foot up so they can get over it. One thing that I don't think we pay enough attention to is when we enter the room, and you have to guide any visitors to do this as well. When we enter the room, if we come here, say the corner of the sleeping area, we're going to reduce the chance that the puppies are going to be successful pottying. If instead, when we walk in, we walk over here, we'll be guiding the puppies through our voice and our presence to come into the potty area. Now, obviously, if it's first thing in the morning and there's a lot of poop in the potty box, you may not want to do that. But if the box is pretty clean, then you're going to call puppies over to that side every time you come in the room, every time they wake up, and anytime new people come in. It's a little harder to do it with their mom. In this very first period, we're still at 10 to 21 days. We want to make sure that the lip of the potty box is low enough that these little toddlers who can't see very well can get into it. So we can just put a pee pad right down in the box itself, and that becomes their potty. We can do one of the pee pads with a holder that keeps it down. We usually start with just a pee pad. Mom messes it up a fair amount and it gets moved around. So we put it into a holder usually after maybe 36 to 48 hours. Or you can get very, very low-lipped potty boxes and you can put those in if you've got large enough puppies that they can get over that small lip.